When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. And finally, we get to talk about the Astros sweeping somebody instead of somebody sweeping us. And today, joining me, my girl, Stadium Steffi.
What's up, friends? Good to be here. Excited to be back, even though I was kind of back halfway last week, I think.
Yeah, you've joined us on one of the Fair Fouls.
Oh, man.
Let me ask you this. We have some breaking news, folks, but I want to ask her this first. Do you watch any kind of stuff like The Circle?
I love The Circle. I actually want to start watching the new season because I've been getting all of the TikToks of Paul Russell with his sister just ruining his life on this game, show.
Dang.
It is so funny. I feel so bad for the guy because, like, man, he is going through it with some of the stuff that she's saying. It is so funny.
I don't see that, but that's okay. So yesterday we went to the gardening center right after work. So I stayed up all day, and then I slept 15 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
My whole Saturday was gone. I didn't get to watch the game. I didn't do anything.
Oh, man.
And then today we went to eat barbecue. We took my buddy over there because it was his birthday. And he was like, thank you so much for bringing me here. They were all blown away by how good it is. And it's in the middle of nowhere.
That's awesome.
So awesome. And I think I have the meat sweat, Steffi.
Oh, no.
I think I did.
Meat sweats are a rough time, man. Rough time.
All right. Do you want to share some breaking news, Steph?
Yep. Joey Loperfido is getting the call to the bigs. Super exciting news. Obviously, someone who the Astros highly, highly touted prospect. And he is finally going to be making his debut with the Astros this week. So super exciting stuff for Joey. Exciting for the Astros. And I mean, right now they're riding such a high that you love to see stuff like this where some of these guys that are that future of this team are starting to come up again. So I'm excited.
Where did you see it at?
Someone sent it to me, and I think I saw it on Twitter too.
That's right.
So I saw it on Twitter, and someone else sent it to me as well. And I was like, hey, man, I literally just saw that, like, crazy stuff.
The guy's got 10 home runs already in the minor leagues, but will that carry over? I don't know, but hopefully it does. But that I saw it from Ari Alexander.
Yes.
From KPRC.
That's the one I saw too.
Oh, okay. And he's pretty spot on. So
yeah, he's usually pretty on it. So.
And they list him as outfielder, first base.
Mm-hmm.
So if any of you guys are tired of Jose Abreu, your relief may be coming soon.
Yeah, going to be interesting.
Because Jose Abreu is just like Martin Maldonado. And I don't want to badmouth my boy. But when you have hitters 1 through 8 doing stuff, it doesn't matter what Maldi does. Now, we don't have 1 through 8 to protect Jose Abreu. And it's not like Jose Abreu is the greatest infielder in the world. I mean, he just cost a lot. It's going to cost money to DFA him or get rid of him. But he did have a good game yesterday, and we will talk about that later. I want to share this, Steph. This is probably your last podcast to send an email. AstrosBaseballPodcast@gmail.com. I'm not going to spam you up. I'm not going to do anything. It's just an entry to win a free shirt from Ram Shirts. And I usually wear them every time, but I got my old Delaware on. The first state. I didn't know Delaware was the first state.
The more you know. I didn't know that either until right this minute. So just out here teaching me stuff.
I don't want to show my belly, but yeah, Oh, look, the first date.
It's crazy.
I can't do it. I can't do it. So we were, remember when I went with my son to, where does he live? Maryland,
right?
Maryland. And we drove to Philadelphia, and on the way there is a Delaware Welcome Center, the Joe Biden Welcome Center. And that's where I bought the shirt, 2 for $25.
That's pretty cool.
Got one for the wife.
Oh, that's cute. Matching vibes.
And we wore them today.
I love it.
I'll have to send you a picture.
Please do. I got to see that.
All right, guys, don't forget. Ram shirts is my favorite shirts, hands down. But I've never bought some from the other people, so maybe they're just as good. But I don't know. But I love Ram shirts. And just like that barbecue place, if I love something, I stick with it. Why go somewhere else when I know I like something else? But you know what else I like? Because I'm the king of segues. The Astros sweep the Rockies. They were both 7-19. And we had a fair foul or something. Or it was a poll. Will the Astros reach 10 wins before they reach 20 losses? And Tuesday, we'll find out because the next game decides it all.
That is crazy. Yeah, I know you said it on TikTok, I think. I think I saw that one where you were asking, kind of posing that question of like, will they, won't they? Like, what's going to happen?
I get on there and guarantee so much stuff. Like, where's your guarantee? Where's your guarantee? It's fun. I make them mad,
guys. Get the interactions up. Honestly, the hater video that I had posted from his intro, mm-hmm. so many Guardians fans are like, Classe did it first. And I'm like, I mean, okay. So many guys have this song. Also, I don't know what you want me to do about it. Would you like me to go change the song for him? Like, I don't know what you want from me.
You're like, dude, so, I like it. Yeah,
literally every single person, I'm like, hey, cool for you. Like, he's a trendsetter, I guess. Awesome job. It's so funny. But yeah, people get real crazy about things on the internet. And it's like, man, I'm just here to have a fun time and watch some baseball. Like, can we chill, you know?
Heck yeah. All right, so game one, we are in Mexico City. The air is lighter than it is in Colorado, so I expected a lot of offense. I think the Astros got a lot of offense, but the Rockies didn't really get the memo. But they started out a two-run homer off Ronel Blanco in the first inning,
and we're
down 2-0. And then top of the second, Cabbage. I like to see that. Cabbage had an RBI single, brought in Yiner. And then let's go to the third inning, because I don't know if it's a fair foul. It probably was. Yordan Alvarez will hit a home run in Mexico City. It was pretty much almost a given.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Two-run blast brings in Chaz. It was like 461 feet. It was a shot.
It was nuts. It was crazy.
We take the lead, and we never look back.
Yeah, it was awesome. Also, too, I got to say, shout out to me for putting Yordan Alvarez on my fantasy baseball team, because this weekend he really showed up for me. So thank you, Yordan. But yeah, I mean, with Yordan, you just expect that ball to fly out anywhere he is, especially when you're above sea level by that much. Like, you know, that ball's going to fly, and he did not disappoint. And then his second home run of the game apparently was the exact same amount.
Crazy.
Feet. It's crazy.
Yeah, like 461 or something like that.
Yeah, it was like higher 400s. 461.
Yeah, it was high.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. So it was good to see him get a hold of a couple of baseballs and get him out of there. So I'm not mad about that one bit.
Yep. So same inning, Kyle Tucker had a solo home run. His sixth homer of the year. We're up 4-2. Dubon drove in one. My boy Jose Abreu grounded into a double play, but JP3 scored. We're up 6-2. Yiner Diaz, who had a great series, he had a triple, drove in JP3. Abreu, my boy Abreu, RBI single, brought in Diaz. The Astros are cruising 8-2, and that's when Yordan hit his second bomb.
Mm-hmm.
That made it 9-2. Seventh home run of the year. I would think he would have more, but that's still a pretty decent pace.
Yeah, I think too with Yordan, you've just seen him be like a foot away from a home run so often this season. And it's just like he's getting under the ball just a little bit too much. And it's ending up a pop-up instead of his normal in the second deck of the mezzanine, you know? So it's been kind of crazy seeing him, you know, I mean, really the whole team has been not off to the best start in general. So for him to finally get a hold of a couple baseballs in a game, make them fly, like that's got to bring up the confidence quite a bit. So hopefully he can ride that high and keep mashing baseballs out of Minute Maid Park when they get back this week.
Yep. Dubon drove in one. Jose Abreu, RBI single again?
Again.
What's up with my boy? Chaz had an RBI single. The Astros, what I like about this, they go into the ninth inning and they're like, let's pound them some more. Let's mm-hmm. put some more runs on. And then Blackman had an RBI. 12-3, that was the final score. Rono Blanco, 5 2/3, 5 hits and 2 runs. I wasn't expecting the starters to go very far because of the atmosphere they're playing in. I think you get a little more tired, and plus,
yeah,
I'm expecting them to get pounded.
Yeah, I was actually very shocked with how well the starters did. I mean, Ronel, obviously, at this point, he is that one guy that when he comes into a game, you're like, all right, we're winning this game today. You know, you feel that when Ronel Blanco, and who the hell would have thought, you know? Yeah. Not me, that's for sure. I thought he'd be good. I didn't expect him to be that guy. But, you know, when teams are in slumps, you always have to have that one guy that really makes you feel confident in your team. And he is that cornerstone for us right now. And it's incredible to see him. Obviously, he barely made the opening day roster. What was it? During the exhibition game is when a spot had told him, hey,
guy to make it.
Yeah, last guy to be put on that roster. And as a starter, when obviously in the minor leagues, he was one of the relief guys that, you know, Dana and these guys looked at him and said, I think he could start though. And man, is he proving them right? Because he is, man, again, he is just that cornerstone guy right now where when he comes up, you feel very confident in what this team's going to do on a day when Ronel Blanco is pitching.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't write it down. What is win? It's 3 wins. And then there was another one where he didn't get the victory, but like this guy's put us in position to win all 4 games that he's pitched.
He really has. It's been awesome to see.
He had 8 strikeouts. His ERA is 1.65. It's amazing. It's like the Cinderella story of the year. Magic Man came in and cleaned up the 6th inning for him to give up a two-run bomb in the first inning, and then to gather yourself and not blow up is pretty awesome. Abreu, 3 strikeouts. Brian Abreu, wow.
Thank goodness. Abreu has had a little bit of a rough go of it lately, and so to see him come in, center himself, and to be able to get 3 strikeouts, oh, man, it was good to see the Brian Abreu we know and love. So we'll take it.
Yep. And then Scott. Every time I see Scott, I forget he's on the team.
Same. Every time.
He had a hit and a walk and 2 strikeouts as well. And then Bielak gave up 2 runs. Offensively, Jordan 3 for 5 with 3 RBIs. He scored twice. Tucker went 2 for 4. He had a homer and he scored 3 times. So Tucker was getting on base. Abreu 2 for 5. He drove in 2. So I guess they didn't give him an RBI for that grounding into a double play.
They did not. Yeah.
Okay. Because I knew
he had the same thing.
I knew he had 2 RBIs, and I'm like, oh, I only wrote that he had 2. Did I miss up? But I guess so. What else here? Diaz 3 for 4, scored 3 runs, drove in 1. Pena, who's been amazing all year, 1 for 4, he scored twice. Dubon, I think Dubon came in for Cabbage. Right?
I think you're correct. Yeah.
I don't know why, but 2 for 3. He drove in 2. The Astros, this is what we expected. We don't expect this every game, but we expect this in Mexico City. We would expect this in Denver, absolutely, Colorado. 12 runs on 15 hits, 6 for 12 runners in scoring position. They only left 7 on base. They had a ton of guys on base. So leaving 7 on base, that's not that bad. They did great.
They really did. And I think, too, in Mexico City, you finally saw them having fun again.
Yeah.
And I think that is a huge part of who this team is they have fun playing baseball. And when that energy comes through, it's almost unstoppable for this team. And I mean, I know everybody was like, Astros, why are you scoring more than 10? And even myself, I was like, oh no, what's tomorrow going to look like? You know, it was kind of like, oh no, should we brace ourselves? But they were having fun. I think the love from the Mexico crowd was just insane. I have a friend who was over there who was just talking about how crazy the game was and how the crowd was just nuts, and tons of Astros fans that traveled to be there in Mexico City.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you can't ask for a more incredible atmosphere. And I've heard this from friends, even in college, that in Latin American cities, baseball is so different than what it is here. It's loud. It's almost like how in soccer they have the people with the drums and the supporters section that are consistently causing that vibe, that excitement. Mm-hmm. They do the same thing in Latin American cities where it is like such a vibe the entire time. So it's like for them to kind of have that little uplift and that again, I don't even, the atmosphere just, I mean, I think it really gave them that charge that they needed in this point of the season with where they're at.
I agree. Perfect timing to go to the Mexico series. Absolutely. Perfect timing.
Also,
all right,
the
game
cheers
two.
For Jose. Oh, I would say though, the cheers for Jose Altuve were sick. I know, just when they announced him, like I was watching the video of it, and oh my God, that crowd was hyped for Jose Altuve. Like, I don't think anyone got a much bigger applause than Jose, which why would they? You know, it's Jose.
I don't know why. It's just kind of weird. Because Jose Altuve is the nicest person in the world. He's so nice.
Yeah.
And you see him do so many nice things for kids. Like, oh, hey, come here, kid. Let me sign this. Here, let me give you my jersey. Let me give you my batting gloves. Yeah. He never speaks ill of his teammates. He never blows up on the field. He might miss up, but it never seems like he loses the composure. And even my brother's like, I hate that guy. I'm like, why? Why would you? Because he's not an Astros fan. It's like, why would you hate that guy? That's crazy. But
yeah, literally at spring training, this year or last year, I can't remember. But there was a spring training where there was this kid that was talking to Jose Altuve and was just like, Mr. Altuve, like, would you take a picture with me? And he's like, yeah, of course, kid. So he comes and he's taking the picture with him. And he's like, hey, do you like my cleats? And they were these bright orange, like really nice cleats. And the kid was like, yeah, they're really cool. And he's like, okay, after I get done with batting practice, I'm going to bring them. They're yours. And he was like, and I'll sign him and everything. And literally just like brought this kid signed cleats. Like, this kid didn't ask for it. He just wanted a picture and maybe an autograph from Jose. And Jose just like made this kid's life. And he is just that guy. So the excitement, the hype, the praise from the Mexico fans for Jose made my heart happy.
Yeah. And that kid's never going to forget that.
Never.
All right. So game two, Framber Valdez is back. And now you have Framber, you have JV, you have Ronel Blanco. So at least now you have three really good guys. The last episode, I was reading that Javier is feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
So we're about to have four studs coming up, and I'm pretty excited about it. But top of the first, Jordan had a sack fly. We're up 1-0. Tucker, another home run. Homer number 7, 2-0. Mm-hmm. The Rockies had two runs in the bottom of the second. I don't think they score again. Altuve had a home run. He has 7 home runs. And then JP3 hit his third home run. And we are up 4-2.
Yeah, again, awesome stuff to see. I also love that Urquidy was sitting there having a conversation with the announcers when JP3 hit that homer. And they're like, you know, how are you feeling about, you know, Jeremy Peña looking a lot better this year? And he's like, man, he's just on his A game. Like, just had nothing but praise for Peña. And I thought that was amazing. Also, I love that they gave Urquidy, who is obviously a Mexico native, gave him some airtime, even though he's obviously injured right now. But they even did mention what you were talking about, how, you know, Javier is getting very close to coming back. He's not far behind with Urquidy. You know, the Astros are about to have a lot of more veteran starting rotation very soon. Yeah. And it does kind of feel like maybe that's been part of the issue, is that, you know, the pitching staff right now, it felt like aside from Ronel Blanco, they really didn't have an anchor, you know? And so to have some of these guys come back that can maybe stabilize the beginning of the game a little bit more, who aren't gonna, you know, when they give up a run or two runs, who aren't gonna panic the way that, you know, maybe some guys with not as much experience are gonna do, you know, having those guys back is gonna be key 150%. And it's gonna be a little bit of a log jam once everyone comes back.
The logjam we all expected.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, who gets moved around, who gets moved up, who gets moved down, who's DFA'd, all of those things once this all happens. So going to be crazy, but like a good kind of crazy. So
yeah, it's going to be a good kind of crazy. That sounds like a country song.
I'm going to make it kind of crazy. Actually, if you could tell Luke to create a country song called Good Kind of Crazy, let your girl know. Give me some credits.
He has another new song about something about the cowboy.
No way. I have to check that out.
Yeah. You got to follow him. He's a stud. Just a
little sidetrack there.
So the game is 4-2. It's still within reach for the Rockies. So the Astros need to do something. And then in the eighth inning, they're like, all right, let's put this away. Alex Bregman drove in Caratini, who got hit on the ankle or somewhere in the bottom half of his leg. And I was like, uh-oh. But he got up and ran, and Tucker grounded out. Altuve scored. And then Yiner Diaz, a two-run double, 8-2, final score. I know it's the Rockies. I know it's a two-game series. But it's a sweep. I told my wife, you know what? The Astros got swept like 3 times last year, and they've already been swept 4 times.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Good. It was so good to see. And I think, too, it's awesome to have a catcher who does know how to hit. I loved Maldi. But again, like you said earlier, with Maldi, it was easy to hide him because everyone else was performing so well. But yep, with the way that they've been performing, I mean, guys are getting hits, but they're not getting runs in, or they weren't until this outing.
Yeah.
And again, hopefully this is that turning point for the team, because I mean, even on TikTok, people that are trying to talk crap to me, you know, I'll say something, because I'm always like, I'm just going to respond with kindness because I have no reason not to. So, you know, I try and respond with kindness, like, hey, you know what? Your team's great this year. If they're great, I won't say it for like a team like that's awful. But if their team's a good team, like there was a guy, Mariners, that I was like, hey, dude, your team's crushing it right now. Like, hope you're having a blast watching your guys. And he's like, yeah, thank you so much. He's like, you know, the Astros are going to turn it around. Like, we all know they're going to.
There you go.
And, you know, hopefully this is that turning point for them. Hopefully that Mexico water did something. Hopefully they bring it back with them.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, like, crazy. They're only 6 games out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing is they are not that far behind.
So Framber went 5 innings, 5 hits and 2 runs, and those 2 runs were early. 0 walks and 6 strikeouts. Montero, another scoreless outing. Abreu, 2 more strikeouts. Hit 5 strikeouts in 2 outings. Crazy. And then Presley had a hit and 2 strikeouts. And then Josh Hader gave up a hit, but he looked pretty good. And he made a pretty good snag there at the end of the game.
Closed the door on him, which was good to see from him. Yeah, I think, too, Espada kind of touched on it during the post-game press conference about how Framber really was just as good as you could hope he would be in his first start back. So he talked about how they wanted him to go 5 innings. He was able to do just that, and it really kept the team going, you know? So I mean, again, how can you not be happy about that kind of start from Framber coming off that injured list, especially when last year he was so up and down. So definitely good signs of life there. And I mean, even his outing before the injury at home, his last outing that I remember, the crowd gave him a standing ovation because he was pitching well. And then I think Hader lost us the game in the last inning or something, you know, which unfortunately has been a little common. So, Framber holding it down, and we're happy to see it.
They showed the stat about Hader again today, that he gave up 6 runs all of last year and he's already given up 7. So he's not the Hader that we signed, but he can do it. I have 100%. Faith in him. Let's look at offensive. Did I say offensive numbers yet? Altuve, 2-for-4. He's 2-for-4. He scored 3 times, had an RBI. Alex Bregman had a decent game, 2-for-4. He's hitting .216. Kyle Tucker had a home run, 1-for-4. He's hitting .290. That's so much Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker just hits home runs and hits like .290 or .280. Pena, 1-for-3. He scored twice and had a homer. Caratini, 1-for-3. Yiner, 1-for-4. Astros, 8 runs on 8 hits. Very efficient. Very efficient. 2-for-5 with runners in scoring position. And if they got on base, they knocked them in. 2 guys left on base. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, what a good day today was.
All right, so it is time. We're going to announce our Ram Shirts player of the game, position player. Position player. Oh, wait. Position player, pitcher.
Sure.
And Coach Rose Award. And folks, we're going to do that right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we're back. It's time to hand out some hardware. Steffi, are you ready? And are you pumped for this?
I'm pumped. I don't know if I'm ready, but I'm pumped. Am I ever ready for this? I always get so nervous because I'm like, what if I pick a bad player?
You're not going
to. You know, you can't.
It's all your opinion. It doesn't matter.
That is true. That is true.
All right, so let's start with pitcher. I have three nominees that I was trying to choose between. I thought Brian Abreu with his two outings and five strikeouts and no runs. Ronel Blanco with another great outing. But coming off the injured list, Steffi, I give it to Framber Valdez.
To be honest, those are the same three guys that I had. I am going to go Ronel Blanco just because, again, at this point, he has been that guy. And for him to come out, and you know what, like you said, Rockies, when they get ahead, it can kind of rattle you, but Astros held it down, and Ronel Blanco didn't let these things phase him. He is continuing to just show his absolute worth as a starting pitcher in this team, and it's awesome to see.
I think Blanco pitched 5 2/3, and he walked two guys, but he had 8 strikeouts.
Yeah,
so he did do great. I think
incredible.
Either one of these picks, you can't go wrong with either one of them.
You really can't.
All right, this one for me is tough. It's really tough. Position player of the series. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you can go first.
All right. So my nominees, and when I say nominees, that means they didn't get it. Yordan Alvarez. I didn't give it to him. Yiner Diaz. I didn't give it to him. I went with Kyle Tucker. He went 3-for-8 in the series, but he had 2 home runs. And it kind of seemed like the guys that did stuff in game one didn't do stuff in game two. But Tucker had a home run in both games. Kyle Tucker.
I actually went with someone who's not on your nominee list at all. And I went Jose Altuve.
There you go.
I mean, I think Jose just did an incredible job, obviously getting on base twice via walks in the first game and then getting another walk today, getting 2 hits and RBI. Like he was just he's the Jose Altuve we know and love him to be. He is just, again, he's that guy. Again, I have to go with the guy who is that guy.
Those are stats, the walks that kind of get lost in my notes sometimes. I don't know.
You forget about them, but I mean, it's so valuable to make sure you're getting on base by any means necessary. And he just does it every time. And no strikeouts for Jose either.
All right. Your Ram Shirts player of the series. And don't forget, folks, astrosbaseballpodcast@gmail.com. It's probably our last chance. You're probably your last chance until next month. That's true. we're gonna open it up everywhere. So this is your best chance to win one. Who do you got for Coach Rose? You already know mine.
Coach Rose, I think I'm going Yordan. I got to go Yordan on this one. I have to. I love Yordan so much.
You can do that. It's person that exceeds your expectations. Or if you just want to give it to him, it doesn't matter.
I mean, I really thought for Yordan, I expected him to hit one homer. Ooh. But to hit two and hit him that insanely far, I just love Yordan. The RBIs, yeah. We love it. I love everything about Yordan. And he gave me fantasy points.
There you
go. So I'll take it.
I love it. Well, mine is Jose Abreu.
I love it.
Jose Abreu, baby. I don't get to say it much, but I get to say it today.
You got
to
do it when you can.
Jose, take advantage of it. He did go 0 for 4 today.
He did, in fact, do that, yes.
Expected. But to go 2 for 4 with 2 RBIs? Mm-mm.
Yeah, he stepped up majorly yesterday, and that was a good sign of life from him. But I want him to do it more consistently, and that's because I know he can. I'm still one of those people that just for some reason I blindly believe he's going to figure it out.
No.
Because he is Jose Abreu. And I know people talk about, oh, the back of the baseball card and like all that stuff. Like, I'm not going to say that, but it's like,
no.
You know what he's capable of, and you see how hard he's working, and you hear about how hard he's working from the team, from his teammates, from everybody else. That for some, maybe I don't even know that it'll happen. I just want it to happen for him, and I want it to click and for him to be a guy who people aren't, for lack of better words, pissing and moaning about every single week, you know?
You're trying to wish it true.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to wish it true. I'm trying to manifest things, manifestation, you know?
The thing about it for me is you can badmouth them all you want, but you weren't badmouthing them, not you, a person listening. You weren't badmouthing them in September last year. You weren't bad-mouthing him in the playoffs because he
You're
was
bad-mouthing everybody else who wasn't
only,
doing anything.
He was one of four Astros that did anything.
Mm-hmm.
So if he can do that, he can turn it around.
Exactly.
Hopefully it doesn't take him until September, but I don't know how short the leash is. I don't know. I really don't know.
It'll be interesting. Also, I wasn't laughing at you. I have my fake Stanley that I call my Fanley Cup. It was $5. It was $5 at Michael's. Amazing. Works just as good. But anyway, I have my Fanley Cup over here, and I went to reach for it, and I have my work computer right behind it. Almost toppled over on my work computer. Oh, so I was over here like trying to save it. And I saved it. And then I panic laughed.
Yikes. All right. So here,
the computer, we're good.
Here are the standings in the AOS, because that's all I care about. So the Astros are struggling, but check this out. The team leading the division is Seattle. They're 2 games over 500. Texas is 15-14. Oakland, 12-17. LA Angels, 10-18. And we're right there, 9-19, 6 games back. It's going to take a while to catch up, but it's only 6 games. The Guardians. But the Guardians are doing really good this year.
And then we have Seattle right after.
It's going to be rough. We play good against Seattle for some reason. But,
we usually do, yeah. But that team is a different team this year, and you can see it and you can sense it. So I think, you know, you have to go into it with that mentality that this isn't the same old Seattle. They're doing a lot better this season, and it feels like they are in that moment where things are finally starting to click for them. You know, the same way that we felt in 2017. Now, do I still think we can beat them 1,000%? I think we can beat anybody because I think we have that good of a team, regardless of the record at this point. But the Guardians are a tough team right now. The Mariners are obviously a tough team. Both of them are at the top of their division. So you're going to have to come in here with a really good mentality for these next 6 games. Yeah. You have to.
I think the Astros offense is going to get better Because I think confidence has a lot to do
absolutely
with how you perform. And I think everybody knows that. But imagine you're getting ready for the game and it's like, okay, JP France is pitching. Oh, just gave up 5 runs. Okay, this guy's pitching. But now you're going to go into games with JV, with Framber, with Rono Blanco. And I think having those pitchers is going to help the offense.
I agree. And that Yogi Berra quote, I literally had to look it up to make sure I said it right. But baseball is 90% mental. The other half is physical. So accurate. The most accurate math I've ever. It's baseball math. It's Yogi math. There's Yogi girl math. There's girl math. There's boy math. And then there's Yogi math.
Yep. So I don't know if I said this on the podcast or before we were on the podcast or before.
When we were chatting.
But how we were saying, will the Astros, we said this on the last episode, will the Astros win 10 before they lose 20? And against Cleveland, we will find out. And that's going to be a tough win.
It's going to be a tough win for sure. Cleveland is, again, clicking on all cylinders right now. They're 19-9, and they're just doing very, very well. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this week goes. But I have all the confidence in the world that these guys can make it happen and we can do some damage against the Guardians.
All right, let's have a little bit of fun before fair or foul. Did you see our boy Brooksgate? You got to follow him, guys, at Brooksgate. B-R-O-O-K-S, Gate. Brooksgate. The MLB stadium distance closest to Costco, and I got them all beat, I'm telling you. Because Costco's right there. I could probably show it to you out the window. Atlanta Braves, 0.7 miles away. That's pretty crazy. Close.
That is so close. That's like down the street.
And then San Francisco, 1.25 miles. Mm. I've been to San Francisco. Where in the hell is there a Costco down there by the stadium? Where and how and why? Like, how did that happen?
I'm about to Google this. I need to know. I need answers.
Wrigley Field, 1.66. That's kind of weird that there's one there too. You would think that whole place is pretty much full of stuff already. And then Seattle. This is the first one that they're not in the bottom five. Congratulations, Seattle. You are 1.76 miles away from your nearest Costco. City Field, 1.86. And Oakland is 2.3 miles away, but I would expect that Costco to close down pretty soon.
Probably. Yeah. Honestly, Oakland is an interesting place to visit. Don't do it by yourself as a female. It's an awful idea. And that's exactly what I did.
Yeah. The thing about Costco, though, you have to have a Costco card. So it's not like they're going to badge their card in and then go.
That's true.
That'd be a hard place to rip off.
It would be tough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those people don't care. Very tough.
The people that are robbing, they're just taking suitcases. I mean, like
pillowcases
and just jamming like makeup. Different crap in it. I don't know, but
who even knows, man? Who knows?
Who cares? I don't care. It doesn't happen here, so I don't think it does. All right, here is everyone's. I think it's everybody's. We've did away with it for a while, but I'm bringing it back.
I'm here for
this. Fair or foul, Steffi. Excitement level 1 through 10.
Oh, 12.
Ooh, yeah. All right, folks, here we go. You're listening along. Say your answers in your head because we can't hear you unless you comment.
Hey, feel free to comment, though. Let us know.
So I saw, number one, I saw a negative comment about something that happened in the game today.
Okay.
And you actually brought it up, so I think I know your answer. Fair or foul, in-game interviews.
I like them. I like them. I think it's just one of those tough things where sometimes the in-game interview happens in an awful moment, you know? Yeah. Like if they had been interviewing the guy from Colorado and been like, oh, how was your pitching performance? And then the Astros get ahead. Like, of course that's going to suck. But I like them a lot. Actually, I like the in-game interviews. I do think it was better because it was Urquidy who doesn't have to worry about the game. So I think when they interview like managers and stuff, that is a little cringy, especially if they're like behind and stuff. I don't know that I like that as much, but if they're interviewing someone who's on the bench, someone who, you know, isn't as invested in what's going on in the game in that moment, I don't mind them.
Yeah.
So I'll say fair.
I think they're pretty interesting. What do you like better, mic'd up players or in-game interviews? I like mic'd up players.
Mic'd up players is my favorite thing.
If you complain about that, you're just trying to find things to complain about because it's cool.
Honestly, the mic'd ups that they did with Kyle Tucker and with Mauricio Dubon during spring training were absolutely epic. They were so good. Kyle Tucker just has this like such dry, like even keeled sense of humor. And it is the funniest thing to see when you're like listening to his mic'd up. So if you haven't seen it, make sure you go check it out.
All right. Number two, I also saw this on Twitter and I'm going to call it Twitter forever.
Same.
Somebody said maybe the oxy patch is bad luck because they didn't have the oxy patch on these two games.
That's true. But Ronel,
the oxy patch is bad luck.
Foul. I think it's all just like, it's again, it's a mental thing. It's a mental thing. It's the atmosphere. It's a million other things. The oxy patch is not weighing these jerseys down so much that they are making our players play worse. You know, yeah. It's just, you know, it's just how life is. And thank some you, days you're going to be winning and some days you're not. Yeah. Also too, what's your answer now, Rob? Now I'm curious.
Ooh. My answer is what's the question? Oxy patch? No, it's foul.
Yeah.
We went to the ALCS last year with the oxy patch. How is that? It isn't bad luck.
Exactly. Ronel Blanco and Fromber threw no hitters with oxy patches on their jerseys. Like it's not the oxy patch.
All right. We got a comment from Bad Luck Brian, and it is probably.
This is a fair foul, and I'm in for this one.
It is probably the most well-timed comment in the history of Astros baseball.
Tell me that was your next question, please.
My next question was about Mexico City, but it's fair or foul. They should put an expansion team when they get it. They should put it in Mexico City.
I think that's very fair. I think that the way that they enjoy baseball in Mexico City, oh, it was phenomenal. It was awesome to see so many fans. And it wasn't just people from Houston or Colorado. It was a lot of fans from Mexico that were there to enjoy baseball. And it really does have such a rich and incredible culture for baseball in Latin America. So being able to expand that past just the U.S. and Toronto would be awesome. I would 100% love that. And to answer Bad Luck's Brian's question, 100%, and I will be buying merch.
Okay. I'll answer mine. The expansion team in Mexico City, that would be cool AF. It would be super cool. I don't know if the traveling, like when the Yankees have to play Mexico City, if that would work out very well. I don't know. I don't know
how. Sounds like a New York problem and not a
problem. I don't know how the logistics. I don't know how the logistics would be. But if they have enough people to support a team, and I think they would, because they love baseball there, I'm for it.
Same.
And then my answer to Bad Luck Brian with his impromptu fair or foul. No, that is foul. We should not relocate to Mexico City.
Do it. Relocate.
I couldn't go to any games.
It'd be way cheaper for me. I buy way too much stuff.
You'd go to too many games.
I buy too much stuff. I can't do it. I can't. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm 100% kidding. No, we should not relocate. But if we did, I wouldn't hate it.
You know what I thought about today, though, Brian? I was like, the Astros should play a series in Mexico City every year.
Every year.
Every year they should do this. I don't know how the fans reacted to, I think last year was at San Diego and San Francisco or somebody like that.
Something like that.
I don't
know
how they react to them, but I think Mexico City will treat the Astros like a home team every time.
Oh,
I think,
every time.
I think they should go back. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Bad Luck Brian. If you're still around, you can comment yes or no on this. You can keep playing along with us. Since I don't know if really this is like a Mexican thing, like a Mexican, not like I'm calling people Mexicans, but raspas, fair or foul?
Oh, fair.
Like real good raspas, not
fair.
Like
absolutely junky. Fair.
Yeah, I love them.
Absolutely fair. Also, too, I mean, I'm a fan of the Corpus Christi raspas, so.
Oh.
You have to be. You have to be.
It has to be good ice, though.
It's their alternate. So I'm a fan of the baseball team, the Corpus Christi Raspas.
Raspa. It has to be good, like Bahama Bucks, though.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't matter. Even if it's a bad one, I'm still going to eat it.
100%. Absolutely.
I love me some raspa.
Mm-hmm.
Especially same. In the winter hot. I love it.
Oh, yeah. They're the best.
All right, number five. This is... It isn't that bad. I'm just laughing about it because it was actually... I don't know if I want to ruin it for you. Yeah. It was a question on the circle.
Ooh.
Yeah. They had, their little game on there, and it said who's most likely to do this and who's the least likely. So they were like throwing shade on everybody. But anyway, fair or foul, you would break up with somebody over text.
No, me never. Never. Absolutely not. I feel like breakups, legit breakups. Now, if we're in like a situationship or we're talking and like we're not boyfriend, girlfriend, we've been in a relationship, like I feel like that's a little different, especially if it's been like a month or something and you're like, hey, look, I'm not feeling this anymore. But I still feel like I'd at least call them probably. I don't think I would do it over text. But I do think that like when you're in a legitimate relationship, when you've invested time in someone, invested energy in them, they deserve a face-to-face conversation if you're deciding that, you know, this isn't for you anymore. So I could never.
I've done it. But.
Bob.
Yeah, I've done it. But what you're saying, though, it depends on how far along you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you're saying, hey, lady, I'm totally committed to you. 100% I'm committed to you.
Exactly.
You're my girlfriend. I'm your boyfriend.
100%.
Maybe I wouldn't do it. But like, just
we've gone on a couple dates. Yeah, like we've been on a couple dates. We're not necessarily 100% exclusive. We're still kind of dating around, whatever. Like then, yeah, like, hey man, sorry, you're not in my top three or whatever, you know.
But you know what? On the other side, Steph, if someone's like, "Hey, meet me here," and you know, we got to talk, and they're like, "Yeah, I think we should break up," and I'm like, "You could have just texted me, and I wouldn't have to drive all the way or waste my time."
See, I don't know.
It's fair. Break up with someone over the phone, folks. Who cares? Do it. I'm in. Because it wouldn't bother me. I wouldn't care.
I think I'm the type of person that, like, although I don't need to have, like, a super long 13-hour drawn-out conversation, like, I want to talk through it and be like, hey, you know what? Like,
why?
What are, you know?
You've already decided you're done.
No. Not like, oh, I'm trying to change your mind. But, like, in my head, it's like, hey, are there some things that, you know, maybe I could do better in my next relationship, you know, that kind of thing. Like for me, I like to know, like, how can I be a better person? And if it's nothing in regards to me, it's just like, hey, I liked somebody else. Then I'm like, all right, bet, you know, move on. Yeah. It sucks, but you know, you move on.
Brian's been ghosted.
Oh, I've been ghosted plenty of times.
I've been ghosted and I could care less.
Yeah. See, I don't, it depends on how long the relationship has been though.
It depends on your own feelings towards that person.
Yeah, that too. That's a very fair point.
If you're kind of dating someone, you're like, man, I ain't really feeling it. And she ghosts you. You're like, heck yeah, dude.
This you're like, oh, me. Finally.
You're like, now I don't have to send her a text.
Oh, man. I don't have to send her a text. I can't with you. No, but it's 100% accurate. It depends on how long it's been and how you feel about the person. Yeah. Because I've been ghosted by some people that I'm like, oh, thank God that's over, you know? Like,
yeah, see?
And then there are people that I'm like, damn, he hasn't texted me in a while, you know? Just depends. Mm. Depends on the day and the person and how you're feeling.
Yeah. I'll never have to worry about that. Though, but...
Lucky you.
I know. I'm sorry.
What's it like being God's favorite, Rob?
Oh, I'm not God's favorite.
I saw, speaking of relationships and whatnot, I saw this reel today, and it was these little old ladies throwing flowers like flower girls, and like me when I finally get married and these are my bridesmaids.
Yeah.
I said that to my friend. I was like, it's me.
Well, I can tell you now, folks, if you're listening, Steffi and I could have a pretty sweet pop culture podcast.
We could, honestly.
You could honestly pretty much. It'd be sweet. All right, folks, AstrosBaseballPodcast@gmail.com. Send it in. Win that shirt from Ram Shirts. If you don't like free stuff, then don't do it.
Exactly.
You got any final thoughts?
Again, that's AstrosBaseballPodcast@gmail.com. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I just felt like pretending to be Siri for like 5 seconds. I regret nothing. Final thoughts. I'm excited for Tuesday. I'll be there at the game. I'm taking my best friend with me. Very hyped. So we're going to enjoy some dollar hot dogs. I was laughing because she works for the Dynamo and she was telling her boss that the Minute Maid Park hot dogs are just elite compared to the ones anywhere else around town, which is so true. They have the really good, what is it? Martin's potato buns, potato bread buns. Oh,
yeah.
So good. So going to be there for dollar hot dog night. I should be there all week, which I'm super excited about. So let's watch these guys get some dubs.
The only thing better than potato buns is the Hawaiian buns.
See, I don't know if I like Hawaiian buns with my hot dog, though. I don't know if I like the sweet with it. It's just not my thing.
I do.
I want an old American hot dog, you know?
All American. This is Nolan Ryan. What's the beef come?
Nolan Ryan beef?
Nolan Ryan beef. I heard a commercial of him. I listened to it on the radio. He's doing air conditioning.
Also, if we could appreciate my new addition to my room. It's a burger.
It's a cheeseburger?
He's a little plushy burger. Wow. I saw him at Dollar Tree and I had to have him. I texted my friend Melanie and said, I need you to convince me not to buy this right now. And she said, I am the wrong person to text. And I said, excellent, because I really wanted to buy it.
I was at work and they were talking about burgers and they're like, hey, have you ever been to Mr. Juicy? It's really good. So I Google it and the logo is a burger.
That's amazing.
And the lettuce is the mustache. The pickles are the eyeballs. I need to see
this. Hold on.
It is the most amazing logo I've ever seen in my life. But it's a little restaurant in San Antonio. I don't think there's more of them. Can you find
it? I want to see this logo, though.
I don't know. We got to find it.
Mr.
Now they're like, I like the end of the podcast where they just ran.
Where they just talk about a bunch of really random stuff.
They just look at their phone. And
you know, sometimes you got to, though.
Where's the logo at?
Okay, that is fantastic.
There it is.
I love that logo so much.
Mr. Juicy.
That's amazing. I literally just found a YouTube video on it. That's so great. I love it.
Oh, it's the onion and a tomato are the eyes. The lettuce is the mustache.
That is so funny, though.
It's CAF.
Also, not to derail this conversation, but kind of to derail this conversation, Elon Musk putting out a tweet about, oh, so like X is better than Twitter, right? And everyone is like, literally, no, my guy. Everyone still calls it Twitter. It's like someone made a comment and we're like, honestly, X sounds like we're trying to get on an inappropriate website.
It's
so
stupid.
No.
It's not. Stupid. I mean, that's why everybody calls it Twitter.
Everyone still calls it Twitter.
How do you tweet? Everybody calls it tweeting. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm posting on my X account. That sounds so awkward.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Follow me on X.
Yeah. X, I'm like, no, what? No, thank
X,
you.
Ex-convict? If you broke up with an ex-convict, a convict, you'd have to text him. All right. That's it. I'm done. I'm finished.
Same.
All right. That's it, folks, for Steffi. I'm your host, Rob Fontenot, and we'll see you next time on Astros Baseball.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.